The Victor Will Show.
Right now, got a guy who I was really excited to see stop in. I actually got a call from your guy over there. And I had talked about your events coming through just because I read about him in the local news and mentioned, man, I'd love to meet that guy and have him come in. So it just worked out perfectly. Adam Reeder from the Professor of Rock YouTube channel. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty awesome. I watched a lot of your videos over quite a long amount of time. Somebody local told me about your channel. Must have been a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So you have local ties. Did you grow up here in East Idaho? Or
I did. Yeah, I grew up in Blackfoot. Well, really Snake River, you know, Moreland, a little teeny town.
Yeah, yeah.
Farming community there. Yeah, grew up there. I've been, you know, left when I was 19 and moved to Utah, but these are my roots.
Right on.
My hometown.
Are you still based in Utah, or where are you at nowadays?
I am. I'm actually, you know, I was always, rock and roll kind of does this to you. It's kind of your window to the world when you grow up in a small town. And I remember, you know, as a teenager, I'm going to get out of this town, you know? This is too small for me. I got to be in the big city. I got to go make it. I wanted to be in a band. And 25 years later, I now live in a town smaller than Moreland, Idaho. I live in Manti, Utah.
Oh, okay. I've driven through there a number of times.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah.
Very quiet. Not much going on.
Well, there's a lot to be said about a mellow town. I was the same way when I was younger. I wanted to get out of here. I'm East Idaho born and raised as well. And somehow here I am. And
I know. Isn't it true that we all kind of have a love-hate relationship with our hometown? It's kind of built into the equation of growing up, because you think you know everything when you're 16, 17, 18. And then you get some experience, life experience out there. You go visit the big cities, New York and L.A. and all that. And it's cool to visit. I don't know if living there is all it's cracked up to be, but that's just me, you know?
You know, the older I get, like I said, the more I appreciate the slower pace of the small town.
I'm right there with you.
You know, if I need to go somewhere, 5-10 minutes, you know, boom, done.
Yep. Like,
grocery store 2 minutes away, no
that's
traffic.
Right.
I mean,
that's,
I guess,
right.
Traffic's getting a little worse around here, but it still ain't Salt Lake.
Yeah, Idaho Falls is growing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
You know, it's okay. You know, there's good that comes along with it and some frustrations.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Well, I want to really get into it with you here. So we've, you know, still got a good chunk of the show left. You down to hang out for a little while?
I am, yeah.
All right, well, I want to keep the traffic department happy, take a real quick break, and then we'll just go when
okay.
we return.
That sounds great.
Be back with Adam Reeder, Professor of Rock. You can find him on YouTube at youtube.com/C/ Professor of Rock. Just search Professor of Rock. You'll bring up his channel. Over 500,000 subscribers now, man.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Congrats on that. That's
awesome.
Thank
you. Thank you.
So we'll get into his YouTube stuff and an event going down tonight in Blackfoot, or at Snake River High School, I should say, right after we return. Don't go anywhere.
K-Bear 101.
It's the Victor Wilt Show. Thank you, as always, for joining us and hanging out. We've got YouTuber Adam Reeder, better known as the Professor of Rock, in studio. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. I watch a lot of YouTube. I've got kids. They kind of finally managed to get me into it over the years. I think the content there has really improved in the last few years, and people of all ages can really get into it.
Yeah.
And obviously you run a rock-centric channel, so kind of right up my alley.
Yeah.
When did you get your start doing YouTube videos?
Well, you know, we actually went online when the pandemic hit. We have been doing interviews. I've been doing interviews going back almost 10 years now. And I wanted to kind of tell the history of rock and roll song by song. Every major song that's been had impact over in the rock era, I wanted to tell the story from the artist's perspective. And we thought we were pretty close on a deal with like Netflix, and we had a deal with Walmart. They were going to put us in every Walmart. When people go buy a CD, they could kind of hear the story of songs and things. And nothing really worked out. And we had some impatient investors, because I started out in the local TV show that did pretty well. And then I thought I wanted to kind of take this global and do a lot of interviews. And so we were close on a big deal that was going to happen, where we maybe our company is even going to get bought. and that fell through. When the pandemic hit, everybody pulled back, and so we kind of had to jump on YouTube. So we did that, and fortunately, we grew really fast through word of mouth, and here we are.
What was the first video that you launched on your YouTube channel?
You know, we did one by accident. I did kind of a top five 80s hidden gems, you know, were songs that did well back then but are not really played as much anymore that I thought were really good. And that one blew up. It did like almost 1 million views, and I was pretty shocked. I didn't think anybody would care what my opinion was on it. I can understand why they come and watch me interview like a Toto or a Journey or somebody like that. But it was pretty cool. So I just started using all that useless information that I've developed over the years. I got told in high school by a major teacher there that you're the king of useless information and you'll never use this. You're wasting your life reading, you know, Cream magazine, Rolling Stone, and you know, all those kinds of magazines, Circus, that we were reading back in the day. And I use it every day. So kids, rock and roll, it pays the bills sometimes.
Hey, somehow worked out for me.
You're right.
And I kind of was the same as you when I was young. I wanted to be in a band. You know, that's a hard business to, especially in the modern age, make any kind of money doing.
It's even tougher now. Yep, you're right.
And one day it was like, okay, I need to do something for a real job at the same time. So called the program director here that I knew from the local music scene and tossed me into the weekend thing. I had done a public access TV show when I was young, kind of a la Wayne's World, but just playing playing music on Channel 12 in Pocatello.
Yeah.
And so radio seemed like, oh, okay, I could do that. I can talk on a microphone, and here we go.
Oh, yeah.
But I've definitely always been interested in doing something as well like you do. If somebody was going to just get their start on making YouTube content, I mean, you sound like you've got kind of lucky coming right out of the gate with a video that just hit. What types of tips and tricks do you have for people just getting their start in making content online?
Yeah, well, I'm no expert, but I kind of bang my head against the wall and figure it out a little bit. And I've got a great support team, staff at Professor Rock. But, you know, we just did a 2-day workshop on this. And in that 2-day workshop, I shared a lot of those things. But I think I live by the philosophy of it all starts with passion, right? If you don't have a passion and people can't feel that passion, they're not going to watch you. And so I'm very passionate about music, as are you. And I think that comes through, that we love music. It's the reason the blood flows through our veins, music, you know, and it brings us to a higher level. If we can help people to feel that, then it kind of goes with my 3 C's that I call it. I call it collaboration. You got to find a great team to collaborate with, you know, that you can bounce ideas off, that can help you take you to the next level. Because I don't really know the YouTube back end. I'm kind of an old guy. So I have a couple of young people that work for me that know what they're doing and help with that. Collaboration's one. I think that conviction is very important. You got to have truth. You got to speak your truth and speak that people will feel that. And consistency. That's probably the most important. A lot of people start a YouTube channel and they make 4 or 5 videos and they stop because they think overnight they're going to be a sensation. It takes a lot of work. And you got to set it by the dial. It's like your morning show. People have got to get used to waking up with it. That is something that they do every day. And then they keep coming back. And you just have to make high quality content. But you got to pull them in that way. So consistency. And then I think, you know, but passion, I think, is the most important, you know. So, you know, I think if you've got great interviews have worked for us, right? To be able to interview the bands on the stories of the song. Because they're coming to listen to Journey tell a story, not to me talk about it. So it's great to have that. That's a great drawing card as well. So I think that, again, passion and consistency are important.
Right on. Yeah. And I mean, you don't just do interviews on your YouTube page. You make a lot of other just music-based video content as a solo host that, you know, is really good stuff. With the artist interviews you do, I mean, you got a lot of big name artists that you have appear on your YouTube channel and where you're based in, you know, Manti.
Yeah.
Where are you going to do these interviews? Are these artists ever coming into town or do you go visit them? You hit up shows and are these backstage?
Yeah, I hit up shows. I interview them in their home a lot of times. I have a really great business partner that I was fortunate to meet who saw something in me and decided to help me. I collaborated with him and still am. His name's Dale Williams. He's been in the industry forever. He took bands like Muse and Radiohead and Dave Matthews Band and Room 5 and other ones like that and took them kind of to the next level. So he was a hired gun by the major labels. And he came in after I'd done about 50 interviews and he said, you know, you got something here. You've really got something special. Let's go out and make it happen. So we did. And so he sets up great interviews, but I think reputation helps. I've been fortunate to have a lot of the artists, you know, give me props in the interview. So we kind of put that together on a reel and send it out. That helps us to get more interviews. I've been fortunate to make friends with Kenny Loggins, for example, with my first interview. And he really opened the door for me because he said, about 15 minutes into the interview, he said, this is the best interview I've ever done. Like, what? How have I never heard of you? I thought he told everybody that, so I didn't really take it seriously, you know. But he kept telling me things like that. And he pulled me aside after the interview and he said, you got a gift. Let me help you develop this gift. And he opened the door. And by the next week, I was interviewing the Doobie Brothers and the Beach Boys. And I'm actually going on tour with Kenny on Monday. We're doing 5 or 6 shows about stories and songs. And he tells the stories. I ask him the questions and then he'll play the songs.
That's awesome, man.
It's very cool. Yeah.
So if somebody was looking at becoming an interviewer or even people who do it often, what are some basic tips and tricks you have or an approach you take to doing your interviews?
Well, I think one is you got to be specific. A lot of people ask a lot of canned questions and artists hate doing interviews for that very reason, right? It's kind of like the influence question, you know, hey, who are your influences? That's a lazy question. If you can ask it in a different way, which I usually, you know, I usually say, you know, what was it for you? Well, you got to look them right in the eye and really, what was it for you, whether it was a song that you heard, an artist, or even a person in your life that kicked open the door to your mind and made you want to pursue music? What was that? You dial it down to that one moment, and then they're thinking, oh, yeah, I kicked open the door. It's, you know, it's a powerful thing. It's imagery. And so you get a great answer. And so I think you've got to be able to be specific, to ask a really good question. You also have to go the distance is what I call it. Go the distance, you know, like fill the dreams. Yes. But I do a ton of research, even though I know this stuff, a lot of the stuff, you know, just for being a fan, you know, fanboy. But because I grew up listening and getting my hands on anything, I've got like thousands of books on music, but I do a ton of research. I do like 10 to 12 hours per interview because I want to be studied. I want to know everything about their career and be able to ask them things that they never get asked. So I think those two things, and then I think passion is really important because they can tell when you're faking it.
Oh, you
know, they can tell when you're just dialing, you know, kind of phoning it in. But if they feel that passion, they're going to open up and you're going to get, my goal is for them to tell real stories, stories that connect with people, bring out the best in them. So
absolutely. And for the listener's standpoint, if you do an interview that way and are getting things out of an artist that they're not generally hearing, the listeners will appreciate it too.
They do. Yeah. You know, like I'll give an example. We did a piece on Jesse's Girl with Rick Springfield, and I did this interview a long time ago. But I try to keep my content evergreen so it never gets old, you know, never an expiration date on it. Keep it fresh. So I did this interview about the story of Jesse's Girl. Well, if you go on YouTube, the story of Jesse's Girl from Rick Springfield has happened about 15 times with SiriusXM because it's the 40th anniversary of that song going to number one. So he's out touring, he's doing interviews, SiriusXM and Rolling Stone and different ones who are doing that, pushing that content. And we did 10x the numbers that they did. And it's because there's a trust there. You've developed a relationship of trust with your audience. They know that they're going to get the best story. And that's what we hope for. That's what we're striving for. Whereas some people are kind of phoning in. Oh, they read the bio like 5 minutes mm-hmm. before. Hey, tell me about Jesse's Girl. That's a cool song. You know, it's like, come on. So.
Right on, man. So where you've done over 700 interviews with artists, I know from doing interviews myself over time, you get a lot more comfortable doing them. Has there been an artist that, even after doing so many interviews, you walked in and you got a little bit intimidated?
This happened twice. And I'm not quite at 700 yet. I'm right there. I'm probably about 20 interviews away, so I'll pass that this year. But two that did that, Kevin Bacon. Because I interviewed Kevin Bacon because of the Bacon Brothers. You know, he's in a pretty cool band with his brother. I mean, they're really good. And I just saw him sitting on the couch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Kevin Bacon. I'm not 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. I am 1 degree, or I'm there. I'm, you know, He's in so many movies. So that was a little, I was a little freaked out, but I was able to kind of calm myself down. I'm always freaking out. I just have a good exterior.
Yeah.
But Brian Wilson, because he's my hero. He's like one of my three. I kind of wrote out a list of 15 people I wanted to interview before, you know, I pass on to the next existence or whatever's out there. And I've been fortunate to interview probably about a little over a third of the list, I think six or seven. And Brian Wilson was the top three. You know, I think he's a musical genius. Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, one of my favorite albums ever. And I was really fortunate to interview him for like 45 minutes. And he doesn't give long interviews because he's, you know, he's older and you know, he's had some problems with interviews and things. So that was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I found, man, if you can get an artist to sit down with you for longer than 10 minutes, you know, in radio, we tend to get, here's your 10-minute time frame.
Right.
Hurry up, get it done. And yep. Man, I mean, you just can't get them to really open up to you till maybe about sometimes 10, 15 minutes in. And if they get comfortable with you, then you can really get some gold. So,
yeah, I agree. I've been fortunate to be able to do like 2 to 3 hour interviews with these guys because I'll go to their home. And I just did one with the Temptations, with the last remaining member of the Temptations a couple of weeks ago in L.A. And it was like a 3-hour interview. So that was really amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess before we run out of time, I want to let people know about the event you've got going on tonight at Snake River High School at the auditorium. It's kicking off at 7 o'clock. A little different than the events you did regarding, I guess it was content creation the last couple of days and that kind of stuff. Just talking rock music tonight. You're going to have some video guests and even live music going on?
Yeah. I'm actually going to sing a couple songs, if you can believe that. I used to be in a band, and so I'm going to have video guests. I'll have Sammy Hagar, and I'll have Carlos Santana and people like that who I've interviewed, share never-before-seen footage of some of these interviews I've done and the wisdom I've learned. Call it rock star wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom from these guys. And it's kind of really to celebrate where I came from, because, you know, it all started here in this small town, and I'm fortunate to have grown up in a place where, you know, and I think the big message is that dreams come true and there are no expiration dates on dreams. It doesn't matter. You can decide today that you want to do something and do it.
Awesome, so, man. That's great advice. And I just applaud you for getting your start at the time you did and just blowing up like that. It is inspirational to people who are interested in making content creation or doing anything, starting a band. I mean, I try to tell listeners all the time, it's never too late to do that stuff. I'm making new songs right now.
That's exactly right. And it's not even just a band. If you love gardening and that's what you're passionate about, or fixing cars, you can monetize it. People are looking on YouTube for this kind of stuff. So it's really for anybody that has a phone, which most people do, they can create content and do something with it.
Absolutely. So I'd encourage everybody to get out tonight. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll repost this stuff on the K-Bear page, on Facebook, the group, etc. Kicking off at 7 p.m., Snake River High Auditorium. There's a ticket link here. Tori, what's the price on tickets tonight for this one?
I can't remember. What are the price?
$10.
$10.
That's a deal for it. $10 to have a fun time. I mean, it's a rock event. Might as well get out and see it.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy it. There's some great, great video things. You'll learn. Carlos Santana, the guy's like a guru, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. So, yeah, I think it'd be well worth it.
Well, if I can make it out tonight, I'll definitely be there. I'm traveling between here and Pocatello, so depending on the timing, I might be able to make it happen. So
awesome.
And thanks again for taking a few to hang out with me, Adam.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, appreciate it.
Definitely glad I got to meet you. Check out his channel on YouTube. Again, Professor of Rock. I mean, there's tons of videos up there. If you're into rock music, you're going to find something you like. And interviews, all kinds of... I really enjoy the videos you do by yourself, just throwing back to breaking down. Like that video you mentioned about the hidden 80s gems, that was one of the ones I watched.
So, yeah, right on.
Very cool stuff, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And go see him tonight, Snake River High School in Blackfoot, kicking off at 7 p.m. Thanks again, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
The Victor Wilt Show.